Hello everyone and welcome. Today is our last week of the Global Impact of Self-Love. And today we're going to seal the deal of you and help you become an outlet for who you are. And the title for today's call is called Receiving the Gift of Being You. I mean, really, what else can we be, right? Being ourselves. And that's what we're learning. So you've dipped into your body and you've dipped into your soul to learn about who it is that lives in there and who it is that's waking up to your true potential or to its true and full potential. It's the same, isn't it? But we're going to kind of bring it all back as one. Who is it that's waking up underneath all the boulders and all the scary waves that we've been talking about and that we've been spending some time with in the meditations? And here's the good part, though, because even with all the fear and the resistance and the confusion and all the things that we've been dealing with, you are still there. The real you is still there. The stirring inside that wants to become a bigger and a better version of you is simply still you. It's you stirring in there. So remember, you are that splendor. And you're just waking up from a long, long, long nap. Shall we say thousands of lifetimes? And you're beginning to hear the alarm clock going off. And you know, when you wake up, it's okay to be a little groggy at first. I think we all are that when you wake up, right? That's normal. So just take your time, rub your eyes a little bit, you know, start just looking around and get used to the real you again. It's the real you that you've been kind of taking a nap from and leaving. So get familiar with your qualities and the essence of you as they're pushing through from the inside of your longing. We could probably say that your longing is the alarm clock. And if you ignore it and squash it, like we've been talking about, or maybe we should say if you smash it, you know, then you really just push the snooze button again and you go back to sleep. So it's essential that you listen to your longing as the alarm clock. And since you cannot stop evolution, and we could probably say that since your soul has already agreed to wake up, otherwise, you wouldn't be here on the planet or specifically on a call like this, right? So since you've kind of agreed to it, the alarm clock is only going to get louder. I'm sorry, guys, but that's how it works. And in my humble opinion, you know, you don't want those loud wake-up calls. I think we've all had them, and they do not feel good. So you don't need them. If you just listen to the first call, the first alarm clock ring, yeah, you start paying attention to that stirring inside of you. You don't ignore it because it's going to get louder. So let's agree that we are going to keep practicing what we have been practicing during this course so that we keep moving in the direction of this inner movement. And now that we know what a yes and a no and an I don't know and a longing or a desire feels like, right, we've been really dipping into the feelings, we're going to start putting it to practice so that you can make yourself an outlet for this inner calling, you. I mean, it's you. So you don't want to put it back on snooze. You want to really open up. And you just take small steps and you just keep moving. That's all. That's all you can do. That's all you need to do. So today is the first step to feel what deeply matters to you and what your heart is longing for. What is it longing for when you listen and you don't squash it? So we're moving from the feeling, right, the feeling of the longing that we did last time. Now we're moving to the what of the feeling of the longing. What is it longing for? Just like we did with the yes and the no, right? Remember, we felt the sensation of what a yes feels like and what a no feels like. And then we learned the what that these yeses and nos, what were they saying yes and no to? So it's the same with the longing. We're going to learn what the vision in your heart or what this current that's stirring inside of you, this current of yes that's living inside of you, what is the direction, right? Where is it moving to? What is it saying yes to if you followed it? Can be tiny steps, can be big leaps. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that whatever you are feeling is simply your natural next step on your way to live what you came here for. So it's all about you. Everything you're feeling is just a bigger part of yourself that's opening up and wants to move and expand as you. So you cannot compare yourself with others. And it's because we all surf our own wave. You know, we all have our uniqueness, and you can certainly resonate with others. I'm assuming a lot of you resonate, if not all of you resonate with what I'm sharing, what my wave is about, because there is something in you that says, yes, I know that, I want that too, right? So you can let yourself be inspired by others, and you can serve alongside of them if it feels good. But remember, it has to feel good. That's the yes, you know. You have to feel a yes that resonates inside if you surf along somebody else. Then, by all means, you know, go and have fun in that resonance, but don't give up your own wave. If you feel like others are going a little faster than you and you're trying to follow along, but it's not your pace, then you just need to slow down, right? If you're losing touch with your inner flow. So let your friends move fast if that's their pace, and you just slow down enough to feel your pace and catch up with yourself. And your pace may be slower than others. It probably is, because some are slower, some are faster. So even though, you know, a lot of things may resonate with you, with other people, but if their pace is a little faster than yours, you just slow down. You never leave your own pace. You never leave your own yes or your knowing or your vision, your inspiration, you know, whatever's true for you. You don't leave that so you can keep up with others who are on a faster pace. Then you're leaving your own wave and you're not surfing home. You're trying to serve to somebody else's home, and you won't be happy there. So, you know, you're here for a reason, and whatever it is about you, your pace, your inspiration, your longing, is very unique to you. And that's just how it is for all of us. And if you stay with your own, maybe slower pace, maybe it's going to be slow for a while, and then maybe it's going to pick up. But if you really stay on your own pace, your own surf, your own wave, then you'll suddenly start meeting other surfers who are moving along at the same pace that you are. And then you're finding your tribe. You may still be great friends with the faster surfers. It's not that you can't be with others, but to find your tribe and something that resonates with you, you know, that can only happen when you are on your own wave. Because we all came here to serve our own calling. And not to, you know, I mean, really, if you think of it, we didn't come here to get lost in a life of compromise or overwhelm or, you know, chasing money or success or fantasizing about, you know, how you can, you know, maybe find your soulmate or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, remember. But those outward movements, they are the result of ignoring your deeper longing or your deeper desire. That's not your calling. That's when something starts, that happens when something starts aching, right? When you start aching inside, it's because you have ignored your own and you are trying to find a cure for the ache on the outside of you. So when that starts happening, when you start longing for something to fill you up from the outside, you know you have left yourself. And then you need to turn back to yourself. And once you are in, and once you stay in, it's certainly possible that that's going to include success, or plenty of money, or a soulmate, or whatever, you know, whatever. That can very easily be part of your flow. I mean, why not? When you are in your flow, you are not separate from anything. But the thing is, when you're in your flow, that's actually secondary. That's not so important when you're in your flow and you feel the longing inside the movement. Then you start trusting that will fulfill you in a way that the outer cannot. So I could say that once you're in this flow, I like to call it the divine feminine flow, because that's the name of my website, my brand. So when you're in that flow, your needs will be met naturally. And many times, it's going to look different than what you think it should be. So that's why we need to let go of the picture or the image that we think is going to make us happy. We just need to go to the longing. And also learning to trust that we live in a benevolent universe and that this universe has your back. That is part that starts happening when you actually dive in, when you dive into your heart and the deeper Dharma, and just to find out, well, what happens when I do that, right? You dive into your longing with a curiosity, and you go like, well, I wonder what's going to happen if I just dive in and let go of my attachments. And I'm not saying that's easy in the beginning, but I can say that it gets easier. So you'll just start learning to trust that whatever happens when you're in the flow, right, when you have dived in, then whatever happens must be right, because you're following your inner calling and you don't know what steps you need to go through in order to get there. So that's you have to go through a phase of just trusting where you really don't know anything until you start connecting deeper, right? And then you start trusting that flow, that sensation of longing. That's what you're going to start trusting. So even though you may not know it in the beginning where you're going or what's going to happen, there is somebody in there who does know. And of course, that's the splendor, right? That's the one we've been connecting with. That's the splendor that is you. And the splendor is breaking free. And the splendor really is your fulfillment once you dive in and once you make space for that energy, right? So over the past weeks, you're slowly making your unique boulders conscious. You're becoming aware of what has been standing in your way. And this is an ongoing process. You start noticing what it is that's been blocking your flow, right? In all the places where you have been trying to take control yourself, you've been trying to push the unfolding. And unfortunately, it's all to our own detriment, because I can certainly include myself in that. It's just part of the path, you know. We can't help it. Because when we're not flowing with, just like you're learning now, then it's like you have to do it yourself, and then you get into that separate identity that is disconnected from the whole. And I think we've lived enough lifetimes by now where we know that that's not really working. So hopefully you're becoming more aware of where you have left yourself, right? And where you've left your deepest longings and left the splendor. And hopefully you're becoming aware of how you have squashed this longing and then gone out into the world hoping to find some soothing for this ache that is left when you leave yourself. And what I also hope, of course, is that you are going to be more and more able to meet these boulders or these challenges heart on, right? I said it last time, not head on, but heart on. Heart on with love, with self-love. Because self-love dissolves these boulders and calms these waves like nobody's business. But it takes more than one application. It takes a long time. It takes, you know, we have many, many boulders and many waves to calm and to dissolve and soothe. So it takes time, and that's why small steps, daily practice. So you keep listening to them. You keep learning from them. And eventually you'll just more and more find yourself in your own beautiful, fulfilling flow. One step at a time, right? One wave at a time. One layer at a time. Just be really gentle with yourself in this process. It's not easy, okay? Don't think that it's just, oh, I just have to do it right. It doesn't work that way. That's part of the old paradigm, the pusher. So I can just share that one of the biggest boulders in, for me, in, you know, in coming all out as a self-love mentor with a bigger message, that was that nobody cares what I have to say. And it was very challenging in the beginning, and actually for a long time. But I just did what I'm sharing with you here. I kept meeting it, and I kept doing whatever was needed to move through this heavy energy. And that's what we're all doing. This moving through slower, heavier, denser frequencies, right? That's what we're going through right now in this part of evolution. And what it is that we're moving through, of course, is the past emotions and beliefs that we have been feeding and believing and identifying with, and they're very heavy. And that's why it makes it hard in the beginning to move through this heaviness. You know, it's easier to ignore it and resist it, but it doesn't work. But these energies, they're from the old paradigm, and we are here to lift them. We're here to lift those energies into higher frequencies. They're the reason why we have lost, you know, the full tank, you might say. We have given our commitment to these feelings, right? And in that, our tank is not full. And when we keep feeding these heavier energies, we don't have enough energy. We don't have enough oomph to move through. It's almost like it's like Swiss cheese, you know, where everything is just going through instead of filling you up with the energy that you need. Because remember, it's your vision and it's your longing. It's that commitment. Remember that feeling of, yes, I want that. Yes, I want to make it to the other side. That's the energy that motivates you and keeps you going, and it keeps your tank full. Right? And now that you also have access to the divine, because of the longing, right? You know that the feeling of longing and the desire, that is the divine or the splendor stirring inside. So now you have access to that too. So you can work on it from both ends, you know, from the inner movement and then meeting the outer resistance with that inner movement. And love just happens to raise lower frequencies. It's just how it works. It's a very high frequency. Love raises that which you resist. Love transforms transforms the old paradigm into the new. And love is what's been missing in the old paradigm. Love is the new paradigm. It's not separate from it. So that's why love will get you to the other shore. And you have to be bigger than these feelings, these old heavy feelings, in order to move through them. You know, if you fear them, you get drained. And it's the same feeling, like I say, you know, you want to get to that feeling of, yes, you know, yes, I want to get over to the other side. It's also a feeling of, yes, I can do it. So as you keep practicing and as you keep doing it and being successful in more and more areas, you start feeling this, I can. I can do this. And the feeling of I can is also what plugs up the holes and stop the leak in your tank. So here you are, right? You're in touch with your future self, and you're moving in that direction, but part of you is still anchored in the past. So even though your current self and your future self may seem like they're at odds or in a battle or something at this point, they're really not, because they're really not separate. It's a matter of frequency. It's a matter of frequency, guys, and love is a high frequency, right? So it's as if you're moving from a scale of lower frequency to higher and higher frequency. It's still the same line. It's still the same thing. It's like a dimmer switch. I don't know if I mentioned that before. That's always a great way of seeing it. It's like a dimmer switch. There's one dimmer switch, and you just push it up and up and up, and you get a little more light in there. So you can't get rid of the lower part of the dimmer switch, right? You just need to raise it. You just push it up. If you took off the the switch when it's at the low, then you can't raise it. The lower is to here to raise to a higher frequency. So you cannot get rid of anything, right? It's simply a matter of raising the frequency and self-love, and love does that. We're helping our Mother Earth. We're part of her, right? We're helping Mother Earth rise in consciousness and awaken. She's awakening, and she's awakening with you and I as her little cells. We're the little cells in the big body of the earth, and we're waking up along with her. So just keep opening up to these promptings and keep listening and diving into these sensations, because they're simply helping you to get on some kind of a flow or a wave to raise that frequency. And, you know, the reason that you're feeling fear or anger or all these things is because you're being pushed through those tight spots. It's like these nuts. It's like at the bottom of the dimmer switch, right? You need to kind of push to get it up. And the higher you get it up, the easier it gets. So we want to expand these nuts, this tightness, into more light, into more love, where the frequencies are lighter. It's not so heavy. It's almost like you can compare it with, you know, giving birth, the birth contractions. In order for the baby to be born, it has to go through these contractions. And some of you may have heard that metaphor before, but it really is true. We are giving birth to ourselves. And whatever challenges we're going through, they're just the contractions, and they're helping to push you out. They're not here to push you back in, right? Otherwise, no babies would ever be born. So that's just a little reminder how important it is to meet everything with love. And I know that that is the hardest challenge for most people. It really is, and it needs to be repeated, and I repeat myself a lot. I had to repeat it with myself a lot. And eventually it just becomes second nature. Even though it goes slow, it doesn't matter. So as we're addressing today, we're going to address the what, right? The what part of the longing. I remember there was a question about something last week about wanting to serve. And I wanted to just address that because there was something more to that question. But as I recall, it's just like, don't worry if there is a part of your ego that wants to do it. You know, when we have a mission or feel something that wants to happen, it's very normal that the ego wants to be acknowledged for it or something like that. And I don't know that that was the question. I don't think that's what the question was. Oh, yeah, I think it was something that, you know, that you wanted to be loved for it. So it's something like that. And, you know, we all have our own flavor. Some want to be seen. Some want to be maybe even admired or something like that. Do not worry about that. It's normal. It's fine. Just allow that. Just like you do with everything else. Just allow that. It's the doorway, okay? It's the doorway. And the old paradigm energies, they're still surrounding you. They're still surrounding this longing by wanting something for yourself, you know, by wanting something. Well, I want to be seen. I want to be seen as loving, or I want to be loved. Don't worry about it. I had plenty of that myself. And when I started waking up and doing my thing, you know, I wanted to be seen as loving and special. And I just had to go through it. I felt really embarrassed in the beginning. But eventually I could just see that this is part of it. And guess what I did? I just allowed it. I just allowed those feelings that wanted to be loved or seen or something. And eventually they just fade. They just fade. I didn't fight them. I didn't try and get rid of them. It's like, okay, all right, just let yourself feel loved and special. It's not a problem. And they just disappear. So if you want to, you know, just get curious. Just get curious and open. What is it that's this part that wants to serve? You know, what does it want? And why? Just ask it. And then honor whatever comes out. It's perfectly okay that you want to feel good about serving others. And it's okay if there is still a part that may want to be acknowledged for it. It, you know, I really don't think you can avoid that part. I really don't think you can, because I've seen so many people when they step in, there's this sense of like, oh, I'm special now. So just laugh about it. I did, and I do. And yeah, so don't worry about it. I've done so much seva in my life. You know, seva is serving, and there's the other side of that is that sometimes we get involved and we start doing it, and then we may do more than actually feels true for us. Sometimes I would just, you know, push through or ignore that I didn't really want to do it anymore, or that I didn't want to do this part. And that's, again, when you don't listen to the no, you know, when suddenly it didn't feel right anymore, didn't feel good anymore. Maybe it was just because it was time to move on, and it usually was, you know. Sometimes it can be just part of us that needs to be seen, but if you really listen to this, so if you want to be loved, fine. If you feel that you should do it, listen to it, you know. A should is always ignoring what we really want, what's really true for us. So there's going to be a lot of different flavors that will show up when you start trusting and following your flow and your yes and your no and, you know, and your I don't know. And it is simply a learning curve that you get on. And it's going to keep going. It's not like, okay, now I know what I want to do, and then everything is just hunky-dory. It doesn't work that way, I'm afraid. So if you're hoping that that's how it's going to be, you might be disappointed, right? The point is not that you serve everyone. if service is your thing. The point is that you learn to become an outlet for you, for your splendor, right? And that you learn to serve your ways. And you need to know that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to run into selfishness. It's okay to run into resistance. It's okay to fall off your wave. You just get up again. And then you feel where you may have missed something. You may have missed a left or right turn. You may have, you know, ignored a yes and said no instead, or whatever it is. You may have tried to push through a phase where you just don't know, and you moved faster than was really true for you. So when you get on this wave, you really are learning to serve. That's basically what it is. You're learning to serve your own inner movement. And this surfing with an F, your own wave, it's a very amazing process. And what if that is what you came here for in this lifetime? What if learning to surf your divine wave is more important than knowing where you're going to end up? Right? What if the surfing and learning self-love is it? And learning to attune more and more to your divine. What if that was more important? See, in my book, in Pernilla's book, that's where I'm in the flow of the divine. And here's the good part of that. The rest is up to the divine. When I listen deeply and follow, I'm doing my part. And I think this is really important to understand. When I follow, I have surrendered. I'm listening to the divine's nudges and her promptings. And I'm doing my best to follow. And I'm not trying to be perfect at it. I'm okay that I'm still learning. I'm not attached to the outcome. The only thing I could be attached to is maybe to stay in the flow and to listen. I mean, that's where my commitment is. And in that, the outcome doesn't really matter. I mean, I want to admit, of course, a good outcome feels great, and I'll take that anytime. I prefer that too. But a preference doesn't have to become an attachment. So if at the end of the day, I know that I listened to the best of my ability, and I know that I followed as well as I could, that's when I'm at peace. Really, that's when I'm at peace. Because I know I do all I can at this part of my life, at this stage of my evolution, and that's enough. It really is enough. I have pushed myself so hard my whole life, guys, and it didn't work. This works. This really works. And, you know, if I need to do it differently, that's up to the divine. It's like, okay, divine, okay, splendor, give me a better sign. I'm listening. Give me something that I understand. And I just put it back on the divine, right? I don't make myself responsible for anything other than listening and being available and doing my best. That's it. That's my commitment. And there's a lot moving. I listen and I get a lot, right? I get a lot of downloads. I get a lot of stuff, more and more, because I'm listening and I follow it, but I do not do it with an attachment to an outcome. You see how liberating that is? It's very freeing. I'm simply handing over the reins to the divine, and it's up to her, the divine feminine inside of me, to move left or right, to go fast or slow. And that's all happening through the promptings in my senses. That's all in the longing. That's all by listening. And it gives me a lot of peace. And it actually helps things move with much more ease and grace and a lot less frustration and hard work on my part. I just am so tired of that pushing. I've done so much of it. And if there's any of you here who are in that same frequency of pushing, doing, I know it's not totally easy, but I was a pusher, and if I can do it, I know anybody can do it. So you see, if I make a wrong turn, and if it feels like a wrong turn, I just go to the splendor. Okay, what did I miss? What's my next stop? You know, what is my next move? Show me clearly. And to be honest with you, there are times, and there are sometimes many times for long times, where I don't get any clarity. And I just wait. Now, I don't like waiting. I don't like it, but that's not the point. The point is that I wait because I'm not getting any next step. And sometimes I might even argue with the divine, you know. I was like, what's going on here? You know, give me a clear sign. And I just let myself do that. I'm an allowing machine. I let everything happen. That's just how it just works, okay? So you see, the resistance and attachment, they simply have gone out the window. And it's just easier. It doesn't mean I don't stumble and I don't fall, just like you. It's just no different. I'm just handed over the reins and let go of the attachment. So if that's the surrender and the freedom that you're also really longing for, if that's what you want, if you feel like, oh, I want that right now as I'm speaking, feel that longing. Feel that right now. Or if it's a different version of what I'm saying, feel how you long for that. That's a very deep longing. That's the place where you can really surrender. And if you feel that longing right now, I would really make that a daily practice, to feel that longing, to be so surrendered that you can just move from what feels true inside of you. And there is a lot of peace in that. I know it. So if you can stay with that feeling of longing, it may not be that long before you experience it, something similar, but of course in your own way. We all have our own way, but there is a similarity in all of that. Okay. So let's talk a little more about the what of belonging. It may be something like a vision or a dream, an inspired idea, somebody out there that inspires you, something like that. And when you're able to disengage from the thing out there in the world that you're hoping will fill the ache or the emptiness in your heart, you know, because you've left your longing, and then you just allow for the sensations of the longing themselves. So if you can just let go of that outer picture, go back to the longing. I think I said that a little backwards here. Go back to the feeling of the longing and do your best to stay there, in the longing, in the sensations of the longing. Then you're ready to listen to the movement of the longing itself, right? We've listened to the sensations of it. We felt them, but now we want to start feeling into the movement. What is it wanting to express in the world? What is this longing? If you follow the longing, not by leaving it and going into the world, but by you know, it's like being at the bow of the ship we talked about before. What if you are there and just follow it and you just start noticing, wow, where is it going? So what is it wanting to express or to do or to experience? And you'll notice that this longing is not about getting something. It's not about getting something for an ache or an emptiness inside, because this longing is full and it has something to bring to the world to express. So it's not about getting, it's about being, or it's about becoming something or expressing something. It's about expressing its own qualities. So it's the opposite of what we're used to. It's something that wants to go out. It's not something we want to get and take in. Right? It's about giving. It's not about getting. So what feelings or what experience or what expression do you think is waiting inside of you to come out? Is it love? Is it service? Maybe innovation or some kind of a vision or a dream you have? What would this longing like to do in the world? Or be in the world? What would move when the boulders or the big waves are not holding you back? And don't worry, don't try to figure it out right now. I'll take you on a little meditation journey in a moment. So that's when you can really go in and feel it. And if for some reason you don't know what it wants yet, now or in the meditation, don't worry. I mean, I really want none of you to worry about anything. We are on a journey of exploration where we are discovering things. And when you are discovering things, it's because you don't know yet, right? You are going to discover one little step at a time. It will come. It will come. I promise you. It has to. So, but you need to make space for the longing, and specifically the felt sense of the longing, right? The longing itself. That's where you find the what of the longing in its own time. If not today, it will come. I promise you. I promise you. And, you know, let me tell you a little story about myself, because it's kind of a, I think it will be good to see how things can unfold. Because when all this started stirring in me, this is many years ago, I didn't know anything about what I know now, really. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it wanted. I didn't know why I felt this way. And I didn't know what to do with it. I had no clue. But somehow, just like you may be doing now, I just started knowing something. I just started like, more is possible. This cannot be true. There is something else that has to happen in my life, in the world, whatever. So there was some kind of a clarity that was not very clear. You see what I mean? There was just this vagueness, but there was something there. There was maybe a stirring of a passion for what was possible in the world. Or I felt inspired to make a change, but I didn't know what to do. Right? And I think a lot of people feel that. I want to help. I want to do something. I want to serve, but I don't know what to do. And what I started seeing, or what I started feeling inside, what I really wanted, and this is when I started writing down what my vision was, and it was something like, I want to live in a world where people treat themselves and each other and our planet with love and care. That's something that I knew I wanted. So at that time, that was my vision. But what do you do with that, right? What do you do with that? Like, okay, how do I even proceed from here? So it was all an inner movement. But there was nothing clear around it. But the inner movement, the feeling, that felt real. That felt alive. It was almost tangible. And I still what to do with that. But what I did was I just started aligning myself with this inner moving, just like I've been sharing with you here. Excuse me. And I did it the best way I could. It's kind of like I started aligning with the divine because I started feeling that this was something much bigger than me. And at that time, I was also still trying to build my practice as a Hakomi practitioner. This is before I called myself a self-love mystic and mentor that I do today. You see, it's been a long journey I've been on, but I was a Hakomi practitioner. And I needed to find, you know, to get more clients, to get my business going. So I signed up for a year-long coaching program. And this coaching program, of course, was all about me learning to get more clients and make more money. Now, can anybody relate to that? I think there's so many of us who go through that. And there's no judgment about what I'm going to say now, but it was all about getting. It was all about me. Even though the work I do is very powerful, very helpful, but this phase, it was about me getting more clients, about getting more money. And during this phase, you know, I tried on different titles. I one time called myself a kindness and consciousness coach. I think I had a few more. I was just stumbling. I was fumbling. And I didn't know where I was going, but I was following this movement. And I really am saying this to you because you need to know that that's how it goes. I can probably tell you about 100 people I know who've gone through that same stumbling period. And but you know, little by little you get a little more clarity. You go, oh, okay, oh, I see. Oh, now I know. Oh, I want to go this way. So halfway, I think it was halfway through this coaching program, we had to do an exercise, and this was really scary. We had to write what was called a notability acceptance speech. Yes, you heard that right. I had to write a speech that I would give in 30 years from now to an audience who came to see me, little Pernilla, because I had great things to share, because I had done great things in my life for the world. Like, whoa, I was in a lot of resistance to write this thing, right? It was scary. But I was in a program. I paid for it. I was committed. So, of course, I did it. And I had to do some deep digging. Now, luckily, I had been doing things in the past. I had a group here at my house for 3 years before that. So I had done things in the past. So I already knew about what inspired me, and I know how powerful, you know, the Hakomi work is with my clients. And so I knew I had a lot of skills, and some of them I had offered in some of those previous workshops or online writings that I'd done. So it wasn't much. It wasn't anything like fantastic. But there was something. I had something to go by. And I realized, okay, I can see that the splendor has already moved me in ways, even though I had no clue what was actually happening. So there was this thread, right, that I saw running through it all. Can you guys guess what that was? It had to do with self-love, believe it or not. And at hindsight, I'm actually still surprised how even back then, I think it's about 10 years or more that I did that, I was saying and doing so much similar to what I'm doing now. It surprised me when I read my notability speech the other day just to remember what actually happened. And you know, it was about loving yourself. It's about listening to your heart, becoming the true you. It was about committing from the felt sense and not from your head, you know, just like we talked about. And of course, a lot of it had to do with my training as a Comey. It's very much the principles, but somehow I had refined them and made them my own. So, but I mean, guys, it was all about what I'm doing now. And what is so funny, like when I read things I wrote many years ago, I often go like, wow, did I already know that back then? That's really true. I'm really surprised. And it's because I always feel like it's so fresh when I write something. It always feels like it's for the first time. I don't know if you've ever done something, because when you're in the flow, it's so fresh, it's so new, it's so alive that you can't even feel that this is something you've done before. But this was about 10 years ago. So anyway, it was already moving in me, and I would think that it may be something similar in you. I would bet that you have already done things, known things, said things, maybe taught things or shared things with other people in your own way or thought them, that is already part of your movement. But you had never really thought about it. You hadn't really put it into some kind of a format or some kind of a, an expression yet. And I hadn't either, but I started seeing that, right? But anyway, I had to really stretch myself because I had to read to write this speech, right? But I also knew that I wasn't there yet, quote unquote, there yet. We were talking 30 years from that day, and I knew that I was not that person, of course, that I wanted to be in 30 years, or that people would thank me for being. So I knew I had a lot of time on my hands to become what I wanted, and to become actually what these people were thanking me for and how they were benefiting from my work and from my gifts. But it was a challenge, and it was a good challenge. And I really got into it, and when I started writing it, I actually felt very inspired because it was like I got into that flow again, and I started writing, and then it just started coming, right? It just started moving. And when I look back, it's obvious that this really was the splendor or my divine calling, that it was there for me. And luckily, I was listening because, you know, I was kind of forced to write about it as if it had already happened. And that's when I talk about our future self, right, the one who's on the other side of the shore. Who is that? Because she or he is already inside of you and is now knocking on your door through your longing. Knock, knock. You know, I'm here. I'm here. So I think it was during that same course, there's another little event I want to share with you here, because things actually started moving in a way that I still didn't understand. But I had lunch with a friend who was also in that one-year program, and we were talking about, you know, how to, you know, put things on our website and how to write things and blogging and whatever, and, you know, whatever was helpful to get our work out more. So here we had this conversation, right? Next day, I get an email from somebody I didn't even know who offered a 4-week writing class, how to write a book in 30 days. Well, I deleted it, okay, because I was not a writer, no way. So next day, I got a reminder from this same person, and I didn't know him. I deleted it again. And then I think a day or two later, I got the same email. You know, that's what marketing, they keep sending, because sometimes it takes a little while before people, you know, get it. Well, I did, because I signed up then. And something in me was just moved to sign up, and I really don't know why. I do not know why I signed up. Maybe I just thought it was a good idea. I mean, I never considered myself as a writer. For goodness sake, I'm Danish, right? I live in America, but I'm Danish. And I'm not somebody who writes books in English. So, anyway, I took the class. I started writing. And I got in touch with a lot of things that I had already done, but I hadn't written it down like I did. You know, I've done the workshops. I've done these email sequences I mentioned. I had a number of insights and experiences in different areas. And somehow it all started gelling. Somehow it all started coming together. So I wrote the book, and I learned a lot more about self-love as I was writing this book called Imagine Being Kind to Yourself. I learned a lot more about being kind to myself by writing the book. The book was probably for me more than anybody else. Excuse me. Now, what I have to admit is I didn't become a bestseller. So again, you know, you might have this idea, you know, this is going to be a bestseller. It didn't, and it's fine. I really felt that I had accomplished something that was tangible and real for me, just little by little by little, right? Following the next thing, the next workshop, the next marketing class, the next writing class. It all just showed up, and I signed up for the things that felt right inside. There was something in me that says yes, and I didn't know why or what, but I trusted that. And I also joined a few mastermind groups. You know, some of them I got out quickly. They weren't right. Some I stayed for a long time. They were amazing. And I just kept learning things I'd never even considered, really. And I think you're in the same place. You are going to do things you cannot even think about. You don't know yet. And then again, you know, what happened after that, little by little, I got my website upgraded. And one more time and again, I got more things to offer on my website. You know, I learned about programs, how to create programs for my clients. You guys are in one of them right now. And so little by little, I just expanded inside, and this expansion inside showed up on the outside. But the whole thing, I really want you to know, I did not know what I was doing most of the time. And even to this day, I just get the download, I get the inspiration, and I just go for it. And certain things, they go absolutely nowhere. But I do learn something along the way. So it really is not about having a specific outcome, and then you know that it was right. No, it's just a long, long journey. And for me, I know it's just going to go on till the end of my life, and that's really okay. So here we are, right? Not being attached to outcome. I'm just writing, right? I write a lot. I blog every week. I don't know if anybody ever reads it, but I just enjoy it, and I feel I'm in the flow when I do it. So, of course, I would like it if people really enjoyed it and if it maybe became, started going viral. Of course I would like that. And maybe that will happen one day, but I'm not attached. I'm just doing it because the flow flows me in that direction. Sometimes things do happen. For instance, for those of you who heard about me on the interview that Rick Archer did on the Buddha at the gas pump, right? That came out of the blue, really out of the blue. And that has generated a lot more interest, actually. And it also created more healing in me to be out there more, right? So it was for me to feel more comfortable, to be seen by many people. And it's certainly nice that many people have responded by wanting to do more work with me. So it's just when you get onto your wave, your surf, you're stepping onto a big process. And it's just going to keep going, okay? Here's what you need to do, guys. You just need to learn to surf, move to the right. When the movement inside says go to the right, move to the left. When you feel a movement to the left, That's it. Trusting, listening deeper. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful process. And wouldn't it be better, you know, at the end of your life, wouldn't it be better that you can look back at your life and instead of saying, yeah, I really pushed myself hard, you know, and I made a lot of money and I was successful, but I was actually not in touch with the flow. I was all doing it on my own terms. Wouldn't it be better to come to the end of your life and just really feel that this your flow flowed you right to the end of your life, and it was a life of peace, of touching other people because of who you are, loving yourself, and letting that love radiate out and touch your surroundings. Maybe you will be somebody who's going to touch a lot of people. Maybe you'll be just be touching your surroundings. Maybe just your garden. But you are at peace with being you. It's about you and you're unfolding. I'm just going to get a little water here. Sorry, guys. Okay. So now I would like to invite you on a little journey, on a little surfing lesson. We're going to learn to surf and move with the movement inside. So why don't you, if you aren't already sitting in a comfortable place, make yourself comfortable. Take a few nice deep breaths. You know, those long, kind breaths that go all the way down into your belly. And if for some reason you're busy right now and you're multitasking, I know that's so easy to do. You know, take some time later today or tomorrow and listen to this meditation so you can really go in and feel. Feel the waves, feel the longing, and feel the movement. So just follow your breath all the way down. It's like stepping into the elevator of your in-breath. And just take a nice long inhale as you descend. Go down with the elevator in your breath down into your belly. Feeling your belly expand on your in-breath. And of course, collapse on the out-breath. So really allow yourself to be in your body, in your body, in your belly, in your being, in your breath. And when you start settling in there, just imagine that the longing in your heart that you got in touch with last week as a sensation, right? Remember, we were just feeling it as a sensation. Just imagine that this is a little more, this longing is a little more than just the sensation of longing. I remember last week I suggested to let yourself long for something outside of yourself, if that's what your experience was at that time or is at this present time. Because you can't just get rid of, if you long for something out there, you can't just get rid of it. We make space for that, right? We allow that. We allow that experience to be the doorway into the longing. So, whatever it is, if you are feeling a specific longing for something, or if you are just in touch with the longing itself, let yourself just move back from whatever image you may have on the outside, if you do. Just leave it there for now. Let it be there. You don't need to get rid of it, but just say, okay, you can be here. I want to learn a little more about the longing itself. So you let yourself just move back, feel the longing, and we'll just see if we can broaden on the longing. It's like, can you align with it a little more? And really what I say is, can you align with you a little more? Because you're not separate from this longing. And this longing is not separate from the divine. And the divine is not separate from you. It's all one expression. So what if there's more? What if this longing or this desire in your heart or in your body is more than just a sensation? What if it is an actual current? A current which, if you let yourself float on it and flow with it, it actually moves somewhere. You know, if you drop a little a leaf in a current, right? It moves somewhere. So if you let yourself enter as a little leaf into this flow, into the sensation, into this current, see if you can hitch a ride with it. This current doesn't need to know where it's going. It's just following. It's just flowing. It's just moving. But you can just let yourself drop in there, and even though you don't know where it's going at this point, you can enjoy the scenery on the way as you're flowing, as you're following. So just let yourself rest back into the longing that brought you to this course, this 6-week course. What were you, or what are you hoping to experience by being here? Right? If you go back and imagine that it was your inner current that got you here, what do you think this current is telling you? Just get a feel for the direction. You don't need to know where you're going to end up. You just feel like, oh, we're actually hanging to the left into self-love, or, oh, we're moving to the right, and I'm not sure what that means. Or, so you're just following any kind of longing, any sensations. Maybe you have a vision of something. Is there, maybe you can feel a longing to get to the other shore, but you don't even know what's on the other shore, but you know you want to get there. So just listen deeply. Just feel it. Just sense it. There's nothing you need to know, really. And now let's explore this current. Let's just play around and imagine a little bit while we're in the current. Imagine yourself living the life, a life that you really want, And that's not actual in your experience yet. What is still missing? What is still missing for you to feel at peace or fulfilled? What are you still longing for? Where would you like this current to move to? You know, what stops along the way would feel really good? What do you see or feel or imagine is possible? I want to invite you to just let yourself maybe remember something that you know is really important to you. Something that deeply matters to you, and it can be anything about you. Can be anything. Can be anything personal about you. Maybe selfish about you. It doesn't matter. We want to follow this longing and then just keep following it and see what is next. Maybe there's a boulder. You just need to move around first, you know. But it's still there, right? You can't pretend it's not there. So we just follow. Or maybe there's a longing or a vision about something about the world out there, the world at large. It can be anything. And it will be anything for everybody, different for everyone. So just allow your flow. Notice your boulders. Feel the speed of the flow of the current, how slow it goes, the pace, anything, anything. And as we just keep imagining and letting our imagination be part of the connection with the longing, if you think of your life 1 month, or 1 year, or maybe 10 years from now, maybe 30 years from now, what are you hoping will be different? What would make you really, really happy? Whatever it is, however big or small, just make space for it and allow your hopes and your dreams. Make space for them. Feel them. Listen to them so you can learn from them. That's the only way. Maybe somebody has told you in the past that it's pie in the sky. Well, let's make space for this pie in the sky. Let's learn from it. Maybe it's not crazy. Maybe it's not selfish. What if this longing, this vision, however lofty it may feel or look or seem to you or others, what if this is coming from the splendor? What if it is the earth calling you? What if the earth is calling you through these images and feelings? Even if you feel like, well, I'm just little me. What can I do? That's a boulder. Allow the boulder. Move around it right now and keep following. Let this pie in the sky come down to the earth. Maybe Mother Earth needs more pie here. See what happens when you make space for it? And what if you gave yourself permission to just explore all these longings and hopes and dreams and daydream about them and learn, find out what this current is all about? If you allow the purity of the longing itself without squashing or suppressing any of it, and instead give it full permission to be felt, what happens then? What if you were the womb? What if your heart is like the womb, where there's something sprouting or growing inside? And it may be so small that you have no idea what it's going to turn into yet. You can't see it yet. But there's a stirring, right? Something is moving. You can feel that something is there. Maybe it's just a tiny little fetus without form yet. But you know there's something there. So let yourself daydream a little. Imagine what kind of world lives inside of you, inside of your longing, inside of the womb of your heart. Maybe you've been longing for this your whole life, but you didn't know what to do with it. Maybe it's time now. Maybe it was just waiting for the right timing. And maybe that is now. So give yourself permission right now to explore your future world or your future self. Maybe you're not seeing a world in a certain way, but maybe you can imagine yourself as someone you've always wanted to be. Maybe you remember someone that you admire, you know, maybe alive or not alive anymore, and you would love to have those same qualities. Somebody you admire and look up to, somebody you would like to be like that, be like them. What are these qualities? Who would you be? And what is the world you see possible with you in it, this future you? This real you who lives inside of you. What is this world you see yourself in? Who's with you? Where are you? What do you see yourself doing? Or maybe we should say, how are you just being? And let yourself have that experience now as if the future has already arrived. As if it's already here. Just imagine you are that future self now.
How are you breathing? What is your pace? Are you feeling content just being you? Or just being? Maybe being peaceful. Or maybe you are seeing yourself being involved with something. Just let yourself explore this little seed in the womb of your heart that wants to take birth. Give it the nurturance, the nourishment, as if it were a real fetus growing and glowing inside of you, needing love, needing attention, needing nourishment. What does this little sprout, this little sprout of your vision, what does it need in order to grow, take root? Or this little fetus, what does it need to take birth, to grow to full maturity? Maybe it is not clear what it's going to look like. Just allow that. Feel what is here. And maybe you're noticing a shape that you imagine it could take. Let it unfold. It could be maybe in a beautiful family, or you're living in community. Maybe you're doing some beautiful healing work on yourself or others, working in the gardens, planting food. Anything goes. Each little wave or current has its own flavor. You. It's you. So feel the sensations of the longing for this future world or life or you. Just feel the sensations. And then allow the underlying current to move you forward toward what this vision is for you. You don't need to do anything other than feeling in to the waters of the wave, feeling into the sensations of the longing, and let yourself be taken. Feel the longing, the movement. Feel how you allow it and make space for it. Even if it's just this tiny little sprout, or maybe a 3-hour-old fetus that you have no clue yet how it's going to look when it either takes root or takes birth. Just feel the longing for something. There's something you want. It's the current, it's the splendor stirring in you. Even if the current is barely moving at this point, just feel what is moving, what is stirring. And don't worry about what it's going to look like if there's no clarity. Yeah, maybe this is one of those times where You feel, I don't know. And that's okay. It's just as valid as a yes and a no. Just wait and stay with what you do know. If it's just a little flurry of something you hope for in the future, feel that flurry. That's it. You see, this little sensation is not separate from the splendor. It is it. And by staying with what you do know and what you do feel, you naturally slip into deeper and deeper parts of the current. And then suddenly you'll find yourself moving in a way you didn't know how happened. Because you're in the current. It knows. It knows. All you need to do is just listen to the longing. Like, what is your heart longing for? Maybe you have an idea of a world you would like to live in. Or you have an image of what you would like to see yourself doing or being. How do you feel inside when you are that? And maybe, as you're feeling into the current, maybe there are some steps that you think, oh, I can do this. Oh, if I do that, then I'm really aligning deeper with this current or this wave, this surf. So you just feel your way through it. And you just start moving with what you do know. If there's a step, you have already noticed something of the direction. That's all you need. Like, who is this you as the splendor? How are you one when you start letting yourself out of the prison of compromise and holding back or pushing through and start moving with this current inside? This current that moves in and through and as and towards your vision in your heart. And just imagine right now in this current receiving the real you who lives inside of the heart, inside of the longing, who is beginning to take birth in the womb of your own beautiful heart. So as you keep feeling and allowing the longing, it's as if you're giving a little more birth to yourself. Feel that. Make space for the real you. And how would you breathe? How much space can you take? How much space can you allow for your own birth? See, when you are in the current, in the sensations, It's not a matter if you can or cannot be that or do that. It has nothing to do with you doubting it. It's simply a matter of you diving into this current. Move along with it, align with it the best you can, and then see what happens. The current knows. And when you dive in, you'll be taken there in spite of your doubts and your fears, whether you think you can or cannot. It is not about you can or cannot. It is about getting into the current and just follow it by listening to all the little promptings. So just dive in daily. Get your sensations. Get hold of feel the sensations. It's like get your instructions for the moment and see what happens. Just receive you. Receive you, the one you came here to be, no matter what you do or don't do. Feel this real you that may not be a future you. It may already be a present time you. So now let's take a few gentle, slow breaths and take your time. We're slowly preparing to come back. No rush. Allow yourself to gently come back here, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. If you have some insights or impressions you want to write down, go ahead. So I'm going to open it up in just a moment for any questions. If you have any sharings, of course I would like to invite you to use this as your home play for the rest of your life. It is my home play for the rest of my life because I am just always dipping in, checking in, listening, and following to the best of my ability. Sometimes wondering, sometimes being very clear, sometimes a little bit of each. So if this resonates with you, you have a lot of tools to work with, to play with. It's not just, one day and then it's over. It's a daily thing, and it's all the things we've gone through. Learning to feel the yes, the no, the no, I don't know, learning to trust it. So just take this as your next step for the rest of your life and see what happens. Jump into your current and let it take you where you are meant to be taken in this lifetime. Maybe that's exactly what you signed up for and forgot. We all forget what we signed up for before we came here. But the guidance is always in the heart, in the longing, in the inner movement. So I don't know if any of you would feel moved to write a speech like I shared with you what I did, just for your own entertainment for now. You know, you could write a speech that you could share on a podium in 30 years where you'll be thanking the people who have followed you and are celebrating you for what you did for their lives. And just think about what you would thank them for, or what they would thank them for, and how you would be grateful to them for what they had implemented in their life. It's a powerful thing, and it definitely did something for me. So you can just see if that's something you would be open to as your homework, home play. And I want to just, I'm going to open it now, but before that, I just want to really thank everyone who have been here. I have so enjoyed our 6 week together, and I'm a little sad that it's over. I'm sure there's possibilities for continuing something, maybe in a different way. And I'm open to possibilities or to suggestions from you guys, too. So, with that, I am going to open it up for Q&A. And if you have a question or something you want to share, you just press star 6 and then the number 1. That will get you in the question queue. So let's see. Let me just go here and look. I don't see anybody. I'll give it a little more time. If you have something to share or have a question or a comment, here is somebody. Great. Okay, let me see here. Okay, it's an 818 number. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Pranila. It's Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for this wonderful class. It's been so wonderful, and today was even more like just that gentle reminder of just that there is a deep inner voice within me, which is so confusing to me that I keep forgetting about.
I know.
There's so many things going on in the world, and there's even in the simplest life, like I don't have a major life, but even in my simple little life, I feel like I'm looking outside of myself so often.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. And also, I wanted to know about the recordings. Will I still be able to review the old ones?
You should be. I believe you all should have be able to download them. I think I clicked on the link when I sent them out that if you can download them or not. I believe I said yes to all of them. Is that
I've been listening to the old ones, and they've been able to be replayed, so maybe I just didn't download them.
I think that should be possible. I'm not sure what you get on your end, but if not, let me know, Stephanie, and I can, and for all of you, I will resend them as downloadable, because you certainly can keep listening to them. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The reminders are helpful.
Oh, my God. And you know what you're saying, it really is very important about, you know, the world is, there is so much distraction, and, you know, especially what's going on now in the world, it's getting more and more so. It's like they try to pull us out. Well, they try to. That sounds so pointing fingers. But there's something, there's an energy in the government, in the way the world is run, that pulls our energy out into the drama and into the stories, and we have to, you know, it's like there's these fires that need to be put out all the time. So in that way, I can understand why we keep being pulled out, even if you have a fairly simple life. Mm-hmm. That's how the world is, and that is why it is so important that we go inside and bring a new frequency, because the people out there do not know about what we're talking about here, right? Mm-hmm. They have no clue. They have access to something that can actually overcome that out there. But it takes more than one person. So when I talk about the global impact of self-love, it's because the more people do what we've been doing here, that will change the frequency much faster.
Mm. I even noticed it on a, we had a family little trip with my little siblings and my family. It was one, we've never even do that. It was really special. And in this trip, I noticed that there was that lack of, you know, that inner vibration. And I could sense there was a superficial survival energy in the room.
Yeah.
And it was on the smallest scale. And it was just so clear to me, though, that there was something being avoided.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really clear. So your class is just kind of that, like, reminder, like, oh, come, yeah, let's go back to reality.
Beautiful. Thank you. Because that's when we need to catch ourselves. You know, I find myself in, you know, many situations. I don't interact a lot of my life when I'm out. I mean, mm-hmm. I do, but for the most part, I just feel I'm sitting there as a transmitter of this energy that we're talking about, not like as a conscious thing I'm doing, but I just naturally fall in there because I have very little interest in the drama and the stories. That's just not mm-hmm. there for me anymore. I have an interest in resting in my being, in my ways, and then mm-hmm. it knows what to do in there, you know, just sitting there with other people, something happens. I can feel it. I feel like a transmitter sometimes without me doing a thing. Mm-hmm. And that's how we raise the frequency. It's just, there's not much doing in it. It's just really being outlets for it. So I'm very, very happy to hear that you have connected there and you can now be reminded of it easier. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I need these reminders. It's like water in a drought. You don't even know you're thirsty. You're just
exactly, like, yeah. You know, put little stickers. I used to put little post-it notes years ago on my everywhere to remind me, you know, breathe, stop, pause. So do whatever it takes. You can put your cell phone to click, you know, to beep every hour or something as a reminder, like, oh, come back to now.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thank you so much. Great. Thank you, too. Thank you for being here. Okay. It's been wonderful. Thanks. All right. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Let's see if there's any other questions. No other questions. You guys have it all figured out? Okay, well, I'll let you know that I am available. If there's any questions you have later, you can always email me, and I will make myself available for any questions. All right, my friends, thank you so much. It's been an absolute joy to be here with you, and I wish you many, many blessings and many beautiful surfs back home on your own wave, okay? So be well and take good care. Bye-bye.